We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I love Xavier Worthy. 4-2-1, fastest dude ever in the 40-yard dash. Look, I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. before, and I've seen firsthand how speed can affect defenses, how speed can affect safeties. I talked to multiple agents and multiple people at the combine when I was doing my stuff on NFL Network for it. Even before he ran a 4-2-1, he was a first-round receiver. Not only the punt return ability, you can imagine this new kickoff rule, he's going to get some stuff, but you can just throw him a screen like that and like he's gone.
That is Chase Daniel. I've been on a team with Ted Ginn Jr. You know who else had Ted Ginn Jr.? Joe Brady, right? And they overlap in Carolina. That overlap. Keep the shout song going for a second because I just want to get everybody ready for what we're going to do.
Ted Ginn, by the way, was gone in Carolina.
He was gone? Okay, he didn't have to Ted Ginn. All right, yeah. Good. That's fine because I want to talk about Roma Dunze anyway.
Good. Yeah, who needs to talk about Ted Ginn?
Coincidence or not, Roma Dunze fits in perfectly with Hey.
Roma Dunze, Hey.
No, just flat out. They draft him. You're at a draft party, like you with us, and it's, hey, Roma Dunze. It's right there.
All right,
it's ready for you.
Malik Nabers.
It works too.
Not as much, though.
Roma
Xavier Luggett. No, that's not one. That's not going to work.
Oh, you know what else fits in there is Maserati.
Maserati.
For Maserati Marv.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is how you know the draft needs to happen. We're punchy.
We're trying to figure out how to work their things into names. Someone said to us on Twitter that the Bills need to draft Xavier Worthy so they could play RJ yelling, "We are not worthy," every time he enters the end zone.
Nice. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. It's draft day. The latest, lots and lots of smoke about the Bills trading up. And some Xavier Worthy. He's an interesting one on where he goes. Someone's going to fall in love with that speed. It might be the Bills, might be somebody else. The knock's about size, right? He's listed at 172, maybe as low as 165 at the combine.
Yep.
And breaks the record. And will a team ask him to put a little bit of weight back on? His highlights include over the top and also taking bubble screens to the house because he makes guys miss. And he's an angle eraser, as they say. So
yep.
We'll see about him. A.D. Mitchell, every time I see him mock the Bills, I really wonder. If the Bills are going to make a big move here, aren't we positive that they are very big on who that guy is? So also on this Bills embedded, when they've got the scout at USC, they're talking on the sidelines. Like, we're a big culture team, you know, the guy's work ethic and this and this and this. When I see a report about A.D. Mitchell maybe not having that, I think fade that guy. I don't think the Bills would put him above a guy like, I don't know if it's a Dunze is the right answer here, or Leggett. Worthy gets plenty of talk about being a dog like that.
Yeah.
It's one of the knocks on Brian Thomas Jr. is some think you need to kind of bring out a little bit of his mean streak.
Right.
And who are the Bills replacing? Consider that for a moment. Who they're replacing at receiver.
Diggs, a psycho competitor.
A psycho in Diggs.
Yeah.
And Davis, who was the iron Bill, the hardest worker on the team every single year.
Right.
They are replacing two guys relentlessly committed to being better.
Yep.
Faults included. Are they going to swing on a guy that might have a question on that? We'll find out. And again, it is draft season, so all these things don't necessarily even have to be true about whether or not he takes plays off. But that's out there. I'm always going to think about that at the position if they're investing such a high pick in it.
Well, remember, though, Mitchell, we had a Texas guest on that defended the idea that Mitchell takes plays off with, yes, you're seeing it right. Like, you'll go turn on the tape, and you will find plays where Mitchell's not involved in the play, and he's not trying to sell as a decoy. He's not trying. He made the comment too at the combine, which makes it more, you know, a story about him. But we also got told that, like, Worthy did kind of the same thing, and a lot of those Texas guys did. So, one, it might have been a coaching thing, but there was a little bit of that with Xavier Worthy also, which is, if he's not involved in the play, you're not going to see him going that hard. And to sell a block, to sell, you know, a route, to bring a guy deep. So Mitchell, it's definitely more out there with. But Worthy, there's a little bit of that as well. Mitchell, though, I feel like I'd be stunned if they picked him.
803-0550. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's draft day. More of your calls. Connecting with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Hey, Butch. Butch on the east side.
My guys, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. This is the day, as they say, as the Lord has made. And I'm really to be glad in it. But let me just say this. I'm going to totally disagree with a lot of people. Let me just say this, Jeremy and Joe. A lot of people, I don't play fantasy football. I watch it from a distance, and sometimes I root for other people so their team, whoever they select, wins. I don't play PlayStation. I don't play Madden. At the same time, my sons and my grandkids do, and I watch all the time. I watch how they make their trades and build their teams. That's fine. That's cute. I live in a real world. The real world is this. I won a Super Bowl downtown Buffalo today. Not yesterday. Today. So what do I do? And how do I spend the owner's money of what I already done already prior to this draft today that I could add to my cabinet in the kitchen and put together a good meal? What I do have, I got the best quarterback in the NFL. What I do have, I have 8 wide receivers already stocked up, plus 3 tight ends, a total of 11 people who can catch a football, and 2 running backs who can score. Add points. All I need is 7. What I need, though, is I need someone to stop these boys from scoring points so my quarterback can keep adding points. So the name of the game is, at the end of the score, who got the most points. Now, reason why I said that, reason I brought that, as I call it, my Thanksgiving table up, is this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What we need is this, is if I'm a player and a guy, and I'm going to use Brandon Bean. I'm going to use him. I'm going to tell him who it is. Brandon Bean, he's the general manager. You come to my agent and you tell my agent, come to my town, play for me. I will take care of you and take care of your player. If I draft a player and I talk to their agent, I tell their agent, if I select you, I will give you every opportunity to be successful. But if I got players prior to that I invested millions of dollars in, yes, you're young, you're on a rookie contract, this guy is on a million-dollar contract, I have to give him more opportunities and reps more than I give you. You got to fall where you may. Now, let me just say this.
Butch, what are you getting at here about this? What are you getting on about?
Not really, Jeremy, out of respect to me, just let me finish my point. I'm about to get right to it. And I thank you for that. The reason why, because I know I'm disagreeing with y'all, so I know it might not mix what you guys want to do. What I want to do is this. I want the Bills to go ahead and trade back, build a love capital. What I want to understand is this. It's a lot of players, some good players out there. Jackson Powers Johnson, Tavondre Sweat. Them the guys. I got an offensive center who gonna keep Josh up. I got a D tackle, which could be a Vince Wilfork one day to stop people from running through my door. Secondly, is I can get another receiver later on down the line. Now, you talking about all these other guys, and I'm going to get off this phone, and I thank you for taking my call. You talking about all these other receivers that had highlight careers in LSU, and with the exception of, I'm going to give my man at Ohio State a little more credit, but you got Law McConkey right here, who I think out of all the receivers are going to be the best one. You got a kid out of Florida State. You got Pearson. You got the other kid from Florida State. You got kids back that's going to fall back down this draft that can go back to those other eight wide receivers I just spoke about and build that room. I don't want the Buffalo Bills to jeopardize next year's draft for something that we already have in our closet already.
They don't have anything like it in their closet. They don't have anything close. They have a bottom five wide receiver group, period. You don't have to want to trade up. You don't have to want to trade up. I'm not telling you they have to trade up. You can want everything that you want.
But what I would
let's just not talk about the receivers like they already have it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Period. Bottom line. It's a bottom five wide receiver room in the NFL today, right now. That's all. You want a center? Fine. They have a center.
They have a center.
You want defensive tackles? They have defensive tackles. Do they need more of them? Sure. You want an edge? Fine. Next year's draft will not be jeopardized. They have 2 seconds next year. And that doesn't mean it's a good idea to trade up. I probably won't even sit here and try to tell you it's a good idea and it makes sense on the math, but I can't listen to they already have this. They have eight guys to catch passes. So do the Chargers, but they stink, so they're going to take a better one. And the Cardinals have terrible receivers, so they're going to take some. Thanks, Butch. You want to tell me that you don't want to trade up. I'm not going to think you're crazy at all. I just don't care. I would do it. I would do it. It is a market inefficiency that they can exploit if they want to. And if they hit a fourth rounder like Amon-Ra St. Brown, then, you know, jackpot. I'm not going to be mad about that. They haven't spent reasonable capital on receivers at all. Shakir is a nice hit in the fifth? Okay, time to get real. Time to act like Josh Allen is worth supporting. And the idea that, like, you know, whatever. They have a bottom five receiver room in the league. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. They can't go to camp with this receiver room. We all know that. Ladd McConkey, maybe a nice player. Maybe a good idea. What's his production in college? Maybe they love the fact he doesn't have big production in college.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bottom five receiver room. Thanks, Butch. We have to break. Anything else? What did I miss? What did he say that I missed? Anything?
I'm just not. Is it bad if I say I don't really? I care more about their wide receiver core than I do about their draft class next year. Those could be the same thing, right? Like, you can pick receivers next year, but I would be willing to go into next draft thin, because if they hit on receiver and I've given myself the best chance to do that, then I'm good. I'll figure out the other positions. They're replaceable. They just signed David Edwards, who everyone's saying is a reasonably fine left guard, to no money. They just replaced their safeties for no money. They got Rasul Douglas in the middle of the season playing at an all-pro level. You can trade picks and find them other places, other avenues. There are undrafted players on this team right now that are going to go into the season, at least in depth roles. I hear a lot about how important Cam Lewis is to their depth in the secondary. Where'd they get him? Undrafted. Ty Johnson came in middle of the summer last year and ended up being their number two running back. Where'd they get him? Off the street. Undrafted.
At a position they've spent 3 day 2 picks on.
Right. So, like, I get picks are valuable. This team and every NFL team constantly finds players the undrafted route and the cheap free agent route. And I feel like they can do fine for a couple of years continuing to do that.
803-0550. It is draft day. Very exciting.
Let's go.
We'll see what happens.
You're going to watch the movie Draft Day today before the draft?
No. What am I going
to do? Terrible flick, but it's
flick.
It's fine.
It's a flick.
It's a flick. I would not even go anything further than that.
We'll update the results of our Twitter poll when we get back about Brian Thomas Jr., Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, or a big three trade-up. Which of those four do you like? Seem like the four most mocked scenarios. Sal has a piece up on our website, the trading partners they could target. Check it out. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.